This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting was held in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. During the meeting, India and Indonesia discussed avenues for further strengthening cooperation in various fields, including political, defence and security, maritime, trade and investment, pharma and healthcare, digital, energy, connectivity, space, education, consular and culture domains, and people-to-people exchanges. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said that the joint commission between both nations is convening after a gap of 4 years, and it is essential to acknowledge that significant advancements in bilateral relations have been made during this time. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the three-day Zone 2 conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India region in Chandigarh today. The conference is being hosted by the Haryana Legislative Assembly. The event will be attended by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Nayab Singh Saini, Haryana Vidhan Sabha Speaker Harvinder Kalyan, presiding and deputy presiding officers from 15 legislatures across the country, as well as members of legislative assemblies. A high-level delegation from the European Union will arrive in Guwahati, Assam today for a two-day visit aimed at strengthening cooperation with India's northeastern states. According to the EU, discussions will focus on sectors where Europe and the Northeast share common interest, including renewable and green energy, sustainable urban infrastructure, health and pharmaceuticals. The visit is a part of efforts to advance priorities outlined in the comprehensive strategic agenda agreed by India and the European Union at their summit in January. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Land Port Management System, LPMS, in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the launch of LPMS will be a landmark step in India's move towards a modern, technology-enabled border management system. It added that the platform aligns with the goal of strengthening trade facilitation. West Bengal is set to become 36th state to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which is the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. The National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal will sign a memorandum of understanding today for the implementation of APPMJAY in the state. The MOU will be signed in New Delhi in the presence of Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda and West Bengal Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari. In Bhutan, an earthquake measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale struck the country late night. According to the National Center for Seismology, the quake occurred at 11:06 p.m. Indian time at a depth of 26 kilometers near Punakha in Bhutan. Several aftershocks measuring 2.8 and 2.4 in magnitude were also recorded. Iran has launched missiles at Israel, marking its first such attack since the 8th April ceasefire, according to the Israel Defense Forces. Iran's state broadcaster also confirmed the launches. Following the Iranian launches, U.S. President Donald Trump said he will tell Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu not to carry out a retaliatory strike after Iran fired missiles at Israeli targets. President Trump said he wants Iran to stop firing missiles in return to negotiations. He also said Israel's earlier strikes were not coordinated with Washington and that he was not happy about it. The escalations come after Israel struck Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut's district following rocket fire from the crew. And Indian wrestlers ended their Ulaanbaatar Open 2026 campaign in Mongolia with two more gold medals yesterday, taking India's tally to 16 medals, including 8 golds. In men's freestyle, Dinesh Dhankar claimed the 125kg gold, defeating Kazakhstan's under-20 world champion Yedik Kasimbek 2-0 in the final. Deepak secured gold in the 61 category with a dominant 6-0 victory over Kazakhstan's Asel Etikin in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.